right.
Yeah. Terrific.
Well, whether we are or not, it's time.
Detroit, right?
Yes.
Steve, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi, is everybody doing?
Good.
Good. I'm Greg Catano from the Southwestern District now. I used to be Illinois and then in NED a long time ago. This is the performance category, right? Performance category. Everybody know what that is?
We're learning as we go along.
Very quickly, I'll tell you the four things that we're really looking for, right, is your creativity as a performer, right? Your creativity on that stage, your rapport that you build with the audience members, right? How do you do that? How do you hook the audience in because you're the entertainer that's on that stage? Your honesty in your performance, right? Are you singing from the heart or are you singing like a robot? Why are you up there telling us this story? Right? And then beyond that, the believability behind that, right? Are we really believing what you're selling? The performance category is the only category that looks at body language, which you know can be a whole different thing depending on what you're doing out there. We're the only one that's looking at that and saying, what do you really mean by that? Well, your body's telling me this thing, but your face is trying to tell me this, and your words are telling me something totally different, right? Are we kind of in unity? And underlying all of that is a good singing foundation, right? Because if you don't have a good singing foundation, then the audience members are gonna start to get wiggle and uncomfortable, right? They want you to succeed and they wanna be able to do that, right? They wanna see that happen. So that's where we are on this. So given those parameters, I'll ask you this question. Did you achieve what you set out to do on stage today?
To some extent,
yeah. All right? I will say
we improved.
You improved?
Yes.
That's a good point. The scores that from the panel, right? A 67 from me, a 69 from Mark, and a 66 from the candidate, and then a 69 from me, a 70 from Mark, and a 68 from the candidate. All right. So we're in this range where 67 to 74 in the B range says to us, you have a very good established, and things you're doing on stage are well represented to the feeling of the song. The song is enjoyable. The audience is enjoying the song that you're doing. You're above a 61 to a 66, which says, you just gave me the page off the paper with some consistency and very undistinguished, right? So the paper has some suggested marking, somebody saying the rhythm's just exactly the way they were, they didn't inflect the words, they didn't do any of that. You're above that, right? So you're doing the communication, you're building the rapport with the audience, you're giving us a story that's telling those pieces. So congrats. That's a big step for everybody as you come into that model itself. So let me take Broadway as your first one that you came out here. My biggest thing on this one would be word expression. Build the words and the meaning of the words in between that one. I think that's where you're going to gain the most bang for the buck. There's words in there that you can caress, the words that you can change that would be able to do that. So what I want to do for you is start this opening song. All right? I was impressed that you guys were ready to tell us that you were singing just by the way you came out, did your acceptance, you walked out with Steve, you came back in, you're ready to go. The thing I will tell you though is when you went back in to say, yeah, I'm ready to go, you became a barbershopper. You became a barbershopper. You didn't become a Broadway performer. So that wonderful bow that you go out there like all the performers do when the curtain opens and comes back in, you went back and you went, I'm a barbershopper, now I'm going to sing you a song. All right? You need to stay out there, right? Not out here like this, but when you back up, you say, and, you know, you've got to be able to start that communication process. So can we walk through that process, including the pitch, including singing the first line, and let's tie all that together, if you would.
It's been years.
So let's do this. Let's go back and I will introduce you, all right? And I want to see you come out as if the curtain opened and go back, pitch and go. I want that because that's the transition that we were really talking about. Our next performer of the afternoon under the direction of Steve Sutherland, the Gentlemen Songsters. Come on, you're trying to build that rapport right here with the audience, right here with the audience. What are your faces doing? Stay with it, stay with it. You're a live performer on that stage. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You got a story.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. the cheers and the thunders applause.
Did that feel better to pull that together?
Sure.
Yes.
Right? Oh, yeah. It does feel, right? Yeah. It's there's an energy that starts to get created and pulls and brings everybody in together. So bringing that together, on the phrase that we just did, cheers. Cheers was like, matter of fact, cheers, right? Is there cheers? Can the cheers, you know, just give you that feeling of what a cheer does to you and build your body? Can
I think, is it years? It's been years since we last.
It's been years. From the cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. I apologize.
I usually refer to it as give that a little more pressure.
Okay.
That so emphasize a little bit.
So he's looking for pressure. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to invoke an emotion in your body of what cheers does to you, which starts to communicate the believability, right? The honesty of why you're starting to sing the song. So let's just pick it up after, right at pitch, and singing the opening line, and let's try to work with that.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause.
Beautiful. So vocally, I am now getting what we're looking for as an audience member. We start to see that. This needs to start saying that. Was the cheering good or was it Rotten Tomatoes? Right? I'm getting mixed messages across the audience, across the chorus here of what's going on, right?
One of the things is our plan was that initially we're a Broadway has-been. It's been a long time since we've been there. It's been years, you know, and there's some sadness at the beginning. So instead of having the big old grin on our face that we have when we're taking it, we kind of get into and then we get recognized and somebody says, did you used to play on Broadway? And then you're in that motion and then you kind of get back to a more melancholy at the end as well. So I think it's important to have the enthusiasm and the energy, but still
understanding the scope. So there's a magnitude that you work with, right? There's going to be something. There's something that actually is motivating you to start to tell this story.
Right.
And I hooked on the word cheers because usually that's the feel-good moment for the performer, right? And that's what we were looking to see. What started the story? What was your intent of telling us the story? You really have a thirst for those that limelight and those cheers.
Right.
And each one can bring it. So it's not grand. We're not asking for grand, but we're asking that your face match what you're singing about.
Perfect.
All right. One more time, go on that line, and we'll let you move to the next one.
It's been years since I last played on old Broadway. Heard the cheers and the thunderous applause. But time has gone by now.
And this is another example I'll use. So what's the motivation of the applause repeat? What's the motivation behind repeating that word?
Brings you back into reality.
Right.
Brings you back into reality. Good. So bringing you back into reality is almost like one of what I would call a discount word. You, when you hear somebody saying something and all of a sudden they say, but, you know something's changing. Here we don't have the discount word, but we have the repeat and we want to communicate the difference in feeling. So you as a performer need to be able to say, in the middle of the peak of the first applause, reality has to set in, and we need to see your face change so that there's a reason to sing the second applause the way you sang it, right? Some of you are carrying the emotion of the first one all the way through, and then as soon as you start the of applause, then you flip the switch, and as an audience member, we're left wondering what happened, right? That's the connection of what we would call a phrase to phrase of storytelling. Because your mind as the storyteller is already knows the next part of the story, but the audience does not know. And how do we know you want to go on? We have to see something visually or hear it vocally to do that. In this case, the visual is the first clue that would help us on that one there. So those areas, if you could look at those areas, that would help do that. I'm going to move to... In the middle of the song, The basses had a Won't You musical.
Kiss My Regards. Right, yeah. Beginning of the chorus.
So I have what I call vertical slashes, which meant the music didn't flow with the tempo and the feel that you wanted. We became chord worshippers, but we were singing vertical chords across that line straight through that one.
Very true.
Is there a point you can pick that up so we can see if we can smooth that out just before
we can
then?
Pick it up right there.
All right, just understanding that where you're coming from, you guys were giving us a good flow of the musical flow, and then basses, when you took that over, it started like you singing vertical chords as opposed to communicating a line of a song with a story behind it. So as we kick it off here, the line of the song and the destination is what we're thinking of.
Take it from Oh Won't You, just right before that.
Oh,
sorry, you're
singing that pitch. Yeah.
A lot of pitch.
Oh, won't you? Regards to Broadway. Remember me to Hazel's Square. Won't you tell all the gang at 42nd Street?
So basses, that repeat right there is a propellant, all right? What you gave me was three chords propellant. You didn't give me a propellant that energized the next line of the song. You gave me, I'm singing my notes in the right rhythm, in the right line there. So what you need to do is connect those notes vocally and smooth them out so that we have it. There's a little kick to them, there's a pulse to them, but they need to be smoothed out in that line there. So could we just practice that one more time? Same pickup point, did you do that?
Oh. Oh. My regards to Broadway. Remember me to Angel's
propellant here with connectivity.
And won't you tell all the gang at
much better, much better. That just flows in as opposed to chum 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 as we're coming down that line for each one of them. Excellent. Coming out of I'll Be There, I wrote Work the Tempo Change. I think we were just starting to talk about that there. We had a mismatch in the performance.
We had adjusted it a week ago.
Okay, performance, one of those things that happens with live performance. That shows our vulnerability, right, as a live stage performer. Those things happen, whatever the distraction. On the old Broadway, there was a swipe.
Yep. Yes.
Right? And
a gliss down.
And a gliss down, right? On that part of that one, I wrote TC ? Balance of chord. It made an audience member go a little bit because it was out of balance or wasn't tuning when you were on the high part and as you moved. And so that left us in an uneasy feeling, right? So that's when I was talking about the foundation of those singing skills affecting how the performance is felt in the audience member itself. So I don't know if that was a performance error that we need to look at later.
We have a large lead section.
Ah, okay.
And
that probably contributed
to it.
Okay,
yeah.
That'll come along. Right off the very top, I just want to let you guys know that I wrote full, rich, checkmark, plus visual at the opening of the set, right? So I don't often write that because it usually takes performers time to warm up to the stage in the audience. But that just tells me you guys were ready, as we said earlier, between the bow out and back again was done well. We were just fixing that other piece to keep the other piece on going there. So they're very nicely done. Let's move over to Make Him Laugh before somebody else can in. For this one, all right, I wrote good choreo plan, all right, choreo plan, and I make a distinction between choreo plan and performance plan. All right, so there was choreo to be done, but the choreo was choreo for choreo as opposed to being something naturally meaning behind the song itself. There's still some of you who haven't been comfortable with the choreo plan, so it still felt like you were working through the logistics of a choreo plan. All right, but it was there. There's entertainment behind the choreo plan, right? We need, in order to move it up though, we need to make it a more natural thing. Which really means, guys, a lot more practice in front of the mirror with something that's up to speed of our performance in the background, so that you can just practice that. And I would say, when you practice that, practice it as if you were mouthing the words. Don't sing, right? If you have a good chorus rehearsal recording that has it up to speed of where you want it to be, Steve, have the guys listen to that recording at home and practice those choreo moves in front of a mirror, all right? So you can see what you're doing, all right? But mouthing the words. So you start to get the mechanical things, and then we'll put the pitch and the tuning thing in later so it doesn't distract you. Because most of the time when you're trying to do choreo for performance, you're getting more distracted by notes and words being wrong, or the intervals being wrong, than what you're trying to do there, all right? This weekend, you go to watch your video, do not turn the sound on the first time you do that. Watch the video with the sound off and tell me if you believe what you're selling as a chorus to the audience. Because once you turn the sound on, you're never gonna be looking for that. But I want you to watch it as if it was a silent movie. Can you tell the story as if it was a silent movie behind it without hearing that sound at all? Do I get that impression? Do I see the unity I want to see out of it? Then go back and let your musical ears play with the rest of the stuff that needs to happen. Right? But that's building that communication between the two that we want to do. So on Star of the Stage here, also I have a capped volume plan. So I couldn't understand if we were trying to stay within a range of good vocal quality, or we didn't develop enough to show the extremes of all the fun and make them laugh, right, to come out with that one. So you could have on that time. The critiques, the peeling of the lyrics, I also said the back time lyric got a little muddy a little bit. There were times when we were trying to understand the story, and if we can't hear the lyric as from the storyteller, you know, we know it, so it starts to play in our head. It's like looking at those visuals that don't have any vowels in them. You know what the words say anyways, right? As judges, we see these performances, but your audience doesn't always have the playbook in front of them, so you've got to be as clear as possible. I wrote all the rage. Did you have a gesture or something on all the rage? Yeah. Okay, so coming into all the rage, right, we knew you were going somewhere, but the body language didn't always support it. It was what I talked to earlier, it was choreography moves versus into why all the rage happened in the middle of that one. All right. So let me do this. Let's sing it silently, and I want you guys to perform the choreography plan and try to turn it more towards a performance plan. So we're not going to be singing on a pitch. We're going to go through the motions. We're going to pitch it. Your body's going to do everything you would do, but you're going to do everything but sing. Go for it.
Yeah. You speak the words?
But everybody's going to be mouthing the words, so we know what
it is. Oh, okay, all right.
You can mouth the words, but you're not going to put a pitch to it. Ready?
Okay.
I'm going to stop you right there, right? The word applause is in there sometime before, right?
Yeah.
Right? And I know this is a new exercise for you, so I can see the brain's working. All right, that's okay. That's okay. It's a new exercise. I'm going to have you do that one more time, right? And just do this to get them started. Just you say the first line only and then stop speaking audibly so that everybody's together on that. And then we can move that. Go for that one. You can do that.
I'll do the lead.
Okay.
Part. Listen now.
Okay, let's go back. Now with the pitch, sing it and do it again. With pitch, vocal if you can get out of that key.
Listen now, I'm all in.
right there, it developed very quickly into something that I would call more cohesive performance. Because I started seeing you guys know what your body was supposed to do by a couple of practice runs, and then put the music on top of it, and it was a much more impactful performance. So that's what you need to practice more and more and able to bring those things in. I would say, gentlemen, thank you very much for entertaining us today, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend. All right?
Thank you. Thanks for coming to Traverse City. Yeah. Yeah.